Today, we're talking to Sandra Clark, the Vice President for News and Civic Dialogue at WHYY. WHYY is home to well-known programs such as Fresh Air with Terry Gross. At the station, Sandra manages civic engagement activities, and she supervises the news gathering for the station. You can find out more about Sandra at the link that I provided. Welcome, Sandra. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Denise. Great to be talking to you.
That's great. So this week, the students read about media framing and ethics. And I had a question for you about that. In your opinion, why is it important for reporters to consider the way that they are framing stories?
Well, one of the things we talk about all the time in our newsroom is that every time someone reads a story we produce or hears a story on the radio, we are creating a narrative. We all got into this business with the intention of being truthful and providing accurate representations. And how we frame a story can completely change how someone thinks about an issue, how someone thinks about other people. And these are things that people carry with them sometimes throughout a lifetime. So our responsibility as journalists, the truth and representation starts with the information that we have and how we frame stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's great. So talking about the framing, have you ever observed a story that you felt was not framed ethically? And in your opinion, what's the consequence of this? What's the consequence of stories having a frame that you think is not ethical?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think sometimes it's not, certainly we've had stories that are framed, and it doesn't, framing doesn't always involve like a big, huge structural thing. It can be calling something a riot when it's not a riot, a stampede when it's not a stampede, calling someone a thug when they're not a thug. I mean, you know, I think oftentimes framing comes from small words and not necessarily big constructions. So that attention to how we present what is happening and how we also characterize, you know, communities, has a big impact. We know at this time, we're dealing with a lot of issues about framing, right? We have entire networks where you get one side or the other, and where your, you know, listeners or viewers, never get to hear the truth. And so there's something very, very damaging about us deciding, how we're going to characterize something when we know it's not true. And I think that's part of the moment that we're in. It didn't just start politically now. This has been going on through time. So one example, I think if we look back in history, where this year, for example, the Lynching Museum opened, and I believe it was the Memphis Advertiser ran a front page apology about how they covered lynching victims, right? And how did they cover lynching victims? They named their names as though they were the guilty party, as though somehow, you know, they deserved to be lynched. And even though back in the day, the paper says it took a stand against lynching, the reality is those reading the paper and seeing how lynching victims were treated gave people permission to think that this was something that was right. And think about the narrative that was created through time because of how that story was presented. Just the other day, I saw a story after the El Paso shooting, and a writer wrote that Latinos were cut out of coverage of the El Paso shooting, that Latinos were not in the headlines. And so the narrative of, you know, that particular shooting sort of being agnostic, right, that someone didn't drive all those hours to kill Mexicans and Hispanics and was very, very problematic. And so sometimes framing and ethics happen, you know, issues of ethics happen from who's left out of stories too. You know, it's not just about what we say is the story, but it's also who's left out.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. Is there a process that a newsroom would go through to consider a frame and to think about how a story is framed, or is that really up to the individual reporter?
I mean, I think oftentimes, you know, we try not to go into stories with sort of a preconceived notion of what we're going to write. You know, I think that one of the things about journalism, the beauty of journalism and also the challenge, is that oftentimes information is not what you thought it might be. And if you're not a journalist who is always open to seeking that and understanding that, you know, you don't go into a story having written it already, then you might want to consider another profession, right? So I think those are the kind of conversations that editors and reporters happen every day. I mean, obviously, you know, very reliant on reporters to come back and present what he or she has found in the field. And sometimes that requires a conversation with the editor, particularly for some complicated stories or stories that have so many layers that you kind of want to figure out which one you want to address. Mm-hmm. And other times it is about the reporter writing the story. But editors always come into the picture because, you know, it you can read a story and you know if information is missing, if maybe someone might have jumped to a conclusion where there wasn't enough information to back it up, where, you know, the story could have been better talking to more people or spending more time in a particular location. So the issues of, you know, framing and, you know, ethics and all these other kinds of things are live conversations almost every day in the newsroom.
That's great. That's interesting. So many of the students who are considering, that are in this class are considering careers in strategic communication. And we know that framing messages in public relations and advertising is also a really important responsibility. But I'm curious about the relationship then between media and, let's say, public relations, that media relations. What role do you see the relationship between public relations and media playing in helping to get the story right and to find an appropriate frame for a story?
Well, I think that you know, sort of works on a couple of levels. I mean, obviously people who are in strategic communication and in advertising, you know, their mission, their goal is to get information out about the institution that they represent or about stories, you know, involving that institution. So, you know, there is an agenda in terms of the types of stories that, you know, the strategic communicator may want. For journalists, I think the best relationships are working with PR people who understand storytelling, you know, and who aren't just pitching, you know, one story after another as though, you know, they're a salesperson, a car salesperson. Really good strategic communications people understand the power of storytelling and how it's not just about shilling for an organization, for a company, but understanding that, you know, there are personal stories that are resonant. I mean, in many ways, it's what we deal with in journalism, is that it's not just about producing content, but it's what actually connects with people, what is memorable. And so that's kind of where the meeting of the minds can happen very effectively, is mm-hmm. if somebody is making a pitch for coverage, who says, hey, you know, this person is a compelling subject for your story. Here's what someone did that, you know, led to their relationship with our institution or their use of our product. You know, that kind of a relationship, I think, is really, really valuable. And you know, there is a trust that can be built between PR people, strategic communications people, and journalists. I mean, journalists most certainly rely on having that information. And PR people also want to get their stories out, but the best ones aren't just pitching everything. They're understanding moments in time, they're understanding history, they're understanding trends, and those kind of things also can be very, very valuable in their relationship with journalists.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I hear you saying that it's all about understanding strategic communication, people understanding what journalists do and providing the kind of information that they want. It's not necessarily just about persuading. It's about working together. And I think that's great. So I have one last question for you. What advice do you have for new professionals who are starting to think more about ethical responsibility in the workplace? Framing, making choices about the kind of communication that they disseminate. So we could be talking about in journalists, strategic communication people, but just communicators in general. What's some advice for new professionals that you would offer?
Well, I think for all of us, it's important to really hone our skills on listening.
Right? Yeah, that's great.
You know, we're you know, oftentimes it's about pitching. It's about, trying to come up with angles for stories. But there is something about listening to your customers, listening to, what's happening out in the world. And it makes the job so much more interesting too. I mean, I think none of us are in the business, whether you're in strategic communications or journalism, of just wanting to push out words. Starting off with, always being curious. I think both of us always want to be curious about things. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to, feel, what is it about that work that interests you? It's not just a job. One of the things I love about being at a public media station is that I get to meet the public all the time. And each and every time I meet people outside the newsroom, I learn something that I did not know before. And I understand the nuance of things that I did not understand before. Hmm. One of the lessons I learned, and I go back to my days as a Peace Corps volunteer, and when I went over to Guinea-Bissau in West Africa, and I had left a newsroom. I had worked in the newsroom for a couple of years and then decided to go on a Peace Corps. And I thought I was going to, be this great author after my experience. And so I was taking copious notes about my observations, about what I saw and who I talked to. But, 2 years at the end of my Peace Corps experience, I went back and read some of my writings, and I realized that so many of my observations were wrong.
Hmm.
The lens through which I was seeing people I didn't know, cultures I didn't understand yet, a language I hadn't fully learned yet, misinformed me. And yet I was putting it to paper as though this was, in fact, what was true. And so when we talk about narratives and we talk about framing and all those other things that are, vital to good journalism, I always think about that experience. And there's nothing that beats taking time to know people, doing your research, and really checking your lens, because we all come to information with our own lens in many ways, but it's really important for us to know that that's not the last word.
That's great. And that's a really good place for us to wrap up. Thank you for that insight. I think it applies not only to this lesson, but it applies actually to a couple different lessons that the students are going through this semester. So that was a really great way to wrap it up. Well, thank you so much for your time and your insights on framing and the media perspective.
No, thank you so much, Denise. I appreciate spending time with you.